takes chances, Tarsus told the Los Angeles Times, a comment that sent shudders through Disney's upper ranks. But during their breakfast together, Roth was charming and persuasive, hinting at changes to come and potential opportunities for Braun. They hit it off instantly. At a second breakfast, Braun arrived to find that Eisner had joined Roth. The pleasantries were barely over when they started arguing about ABC and Disney's TV studio. Braun was characteristically candid. The relationship between the studio and the network was dysfunctional, Braun said. You should merge the studio and the network. As it is now, there's a terrible rivalry. There's no sense of the common good. People won't pull for each other. They root for each other to fail. Somewhat to Braun's surprise, Eisner listened. In the middle of the discussion, Eisner interrupted Braun and asked, How do I get you to do this? Braun saw the offer as an interesting challenge. He joined Disney as chairman of the Buena Vista Television Group in March 1998, reporting to Joe Roth. From the beginning, he faced the problem he'd already identified. Far from favoring Disney productions, ABC resented any pressure to pick up Touchstone pilots. Braun often compared the mood at ABC to occupied France under the Nazis. At the same time, the other networks were highly suspicious of the studio's relationship to ABC, assuming that it was steering its best projects to its sister network and offering them warmed-over rejects. Braun was in a catch-22. He couldn't sell to the other networks, and ABC seemed hostile to any Disney product. Braun became convinced that it was urgent to merge the studio and network and pushed the idea at Eisner's staff lunches. By the summer of 1999, Eisner seemed to agree and began sounding it out with Joe Roth, who favored the idea, and Bob Iger, who opposed it. Bringing Touchstone and ABC together posed some delicate management issues, starting with who would be in charge of the merged division. Roth, who was close to Braun and had brought him into the company, was a strong advocate for Braun. Bob Iger, as head of ABC and by now Roth's chief rival for the Disney presidency, was suspicious of Braun as a potential Roth ally. Eisner suggested that Braun, as head of Touchstone, report to Stu Bloomberg and Jamie Tarsus. Braun rejected that idea out of hand. He had little respect for Tarsus, and there was no way he would even consider reporting to her. When Braun once tried to circumvent Tarsus by going directly to Bloomberg, she said, If you think by going directly to Stu you will get what you want, you're mistaken. Stu has no power here. Braun countered that he should run the combined network and studio, with Bloomberg and Tarsus reporting to him. It was Roth who suggested a way out, proposing that Braun and Bloomberg run the combined network and studio together, with Tarsus reporting to the two of them. The idea was that Braun would be the senior partner for the studio, Bloomberg the senior partner for the network. It's the only possible solution, Roth argued to Eisner. Clearly, it further marginalized Tarsus. Braun was open to the idea, but Iger still resisted, saying Braun and Bloomberg couldn't work together. Braun barely knew Bloomberg, but he called and invited him to his house in Brentwood. I know what you've been told, Braun said. I'm a viper. It's not true. As the discussion continued, they discovered they had much in common. Despite Iger